Thank you, Chair. We also appreciate this opportunity to participate in this interactive debate. And in that spirit, we would like to take the floor again just to clarify and add and make our contribution to this ongoing debate. Some very useful comments have been put forward by several distinguished delegates. And we would also like to emphasize, in addition to our previous remarks, that we are not arguing when we talk about the prohibitions in Article 2.4 of the UN Charter, we are not arguing that they are not clear or they are ambiguous, but we believe strongly that they are not enough. The prohibition on threat or use of force in international relations is not enough to govern our outer space activities. Had they been enough, we wouldn't have had PARUS, the agenda item of prevention on arms race in outer space, on our disarmament agenda for decades. Had they been enough, we wouldn't have the paragraph 80 of SSOD 1 outcome document. And again, of course, had they been enough, we wouldn't have had the prohibition contained in Article 4 of the Outer Space Treaty, which explicitly bans the placement of weapons of mass destruction in outer space and demilitarizes moon and other celestial bodies. So, which is why we strongly believe that there is an urgent need to build on this prohibition on the threat or use of force because of the risks that we have highlighted in our previous statements and earlier in this week. Thank you.